If you're into designer furniture and you want the sofa that broke the internet, you don't have to go broke to get it. Because Designer Looks Furniture has all the same styles and trends and all the quality, but without the designer prices. Check them out. Designer Looks at Value City Furniture or designerlooks.com.
Hi, this is Todd Graffinini, voice of your New Orleans Pelicans, and you're listening to Jeff and Tina on Floors Truly.
Live from New Orleans, home of the Pelican Saints and your Who Dat Nation, this is Tina and Jeff with Floors Truly. Hey, Jeff, another day in paradise. Do I dare say that?
Let me tell you something. Beautiful weather, everything going great. And even though the National Weather Service didn't issue it, we issued the official Odell Beckham Jr. watch. It's OBJ watch. I think it's going to become a warning soon. I don't know about you, but I am ready to see what happens after Odell Beckham Jr. has cleared the waiver wire. Excited.
It is OBJ warning for sure. Yes, he cleared waiver wire. And if you believe the rumors that are going on in Twitter right now, we've got him going everywhere from the Saints to the Seahawks to the Packers and even to the Bengals. It is absolutely crazy. Nobody knows. Spin the wheel. Round and round it goes. Where OBJ goes, nobody knows.
I already know where he's going. Number one, if he wanted to play for Aaron Rodgers, he'd probably just come to New Orleans anyway. But number two, where is he from? Where is he going to be respected? And what has Sean Payton done? Sean Payton has turned nobodies into amazing wide receivers. And here's a guy that's going to be entering that contract portion of his, where he wants to get that last big contract of his career. Who better to put him on a pedestal than Sean Payton?
We have a need here. He wants to be the number one guy. He wants targets. He wants the ball. It's New Orleans. And I'm not saying that as being a Saints fan. I'm just saying, okay, let's look at the Packers, who they have there. Randall Cobb, Devontae Adams. They have Scantling. He's not going to be the number one guy there. Let's look at Seattle. Russell Wilson, just coming back from a thumb injury. Still questionable where he's going to be as far as in his recovery and when he gets back on the field. But let's look at their wide receivers. DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett, he's not going to be the number one guy going over there. He comes to the New Orleans Saints.
Right. Who do we have? I'll tell you who we have right now. We got a whole bunch of jabronis that don't know how to catch the ball. Because Tina, I know that you watched that game this weekend, and I watched it outside on my porch in the beautiful 68 degree weather that we had. And I had friends over, and it felt like a normal game, just like the Saints blowing it in the long run. But why did they blow it? It wasn't because of Trevor Siemian. It wasn't because of the game plan. It was because our wide receivers
can't catch the damn ball.
And I'll be.
Can
I'll be,
I catch the ball? I've never played a down of football in my life, and I probably could have catch those bombs that Trevor was throwing.
Did Trevor Siemian make mistakes? Yes, there were a handful of plays where he made mistakes. But the worst thing that you can possibly do when you have a backup quarterback come in is let the man hit you right in the breadbasket and you put that ball on the turf. There is absolutely no excuse for it. And if there's any reason why somebody needs to know why should OBJ be here, it's because we don't have a receiver that can catch the damn football. And it's time that we do, because the one that we did have that could do that seems to not be getting any better, regardless of whose fault that is.
And here's the worst possible situation of all of that. We don't have Michael Thomas back. Deontay Harris, who has actually been doing something on the field, is possibly facing a suspension from the NFL. He got charged with a DUI, and he got 1 year of supervised probation, but the NFL has not decided what they're going to do. So there's a suspension looming. And if you know our relationship and history with Roger Goodell, Saints fans, I don't know what to say. Can't tell you. It's more than likely he will probably be suspended just because, you know, he's wearing a Saints jersey. And I hate to say that, but it's just true. I mean, look what happened last year with the COVID celebrations in the locker room celebrating. It was all over social media. The Steelers were doing it. The Lions were doing it. And who gets busted and who gets the hardest punishment handled down to them? The New Orleans Saints.
Yeah, but so, that's because once Deontay again, Harris we do it better than anybody else, of course.
That's true, too. I mean, the other teams are jealous. But yes, Deontay Harris, our one shining bright light, possibly now going to be suspended. But take all of that out of the mix. This is his home. This is where he's from. He went to college here. He will automatically become our number one guy. And where else is he going to go that he's already got a fan base that he's loved? Because, you know, people see him and they say, you would think, you know, LSU. But I mean, hey, he's going to come in automatically day one and be our starter and not have to compete with anybody. And even if, and big if and when, Michael Thomas comes back, there's enough targets for both of them to be on the field. But again, that's a big if. We're talking a year from now. There's still a lot of football left to play. This team is 5-3. We're in the playoff hunt, which is what he said he wants. He wants to go to a contender. So why not come home and come to the team that can do, and you can be the reason that it happens.
The Saints franchise proves it's a winner. It may not win a championship every year, but we all know football rules this town. Just ask the Pelicans. Because everybody who is watching the Pelicans, who are 1-10 right now, having their third worst start in franchise history, they're all drunk and passed out. So the Saints rule this town. And OBJ, who played at LSU, and even though they're not having their best season, Ogeron had a great game this past weekend. He knows he made mistakes there. They should have beat Alabama. They didn't. They still covered the spread by far. Let's talk about why OBJ wants to be here. Yes, you're right. He knows the fan base. He's popular here already. He is going to be an A player from the beginning that he steps on the field. And why was he one happy? Because he was in Cleveland. What has Cleveland done in the last decade? Or go back to that before the team even packed up and moved to Baltimore before that. There is a good reason that OBJ wants to be here. And why don't they like him in Cleveland? Because he's just not a team guy in Cleveland. Do I think he would not be a team guy in New Orleans? No, I think it would all change. Why? Because you're home. You're in front of your home crowd. You're in front of fans who have loved and adored you for a long time, and you are going to be the man. All you have to do is come here and do something that you've been doing for a very long time, and that's catch the damn ball. That's all he wants.
He wants to get the ball, and he wants opportunities. He wasn't getting them, and he will have them here. And I've said this on social media. I said this last week. I was not in favor of assigning him because of all the off-the-field drama. But you know what? I threw that out the window yesterday morning after rewatching the highlights, and I say that lightly, of the game on Sunday, because I look at it like this. This team has a lot of talent that's going to be wasted because we don't have someone that can be that guy and step up and be our number one receiver. And our liability right now is all because of what happened on Sunday. And that was against the Atlanta Falcons. What's going to happen when we play against the Titans? What's going to happen when we play against Buffalo? What's going to happen when we play in Tampa Bay? Again, we need a wide receiver. We need a playmaker to come in here that can get open, get separation, and like you said, catch the ball. So I have thrown out my reservation. I don't say I'm throwing him out, but I don't care anymore, to be honest with you. I want him here. I want anybody here. But right now, he seems like the best option because, I mean, he knows the area, and the fans love him. So, you know, he's going to come in, like you said, day one and be accepted here. And I think he'll have no problems learning the calls. And I don't think he'll have any problem getting chemistry. Sean Payton is known for doing things on the field. We said this last week. Drew Brees goes out 2 seasons ago. We win with Teddy Bridgewater. Drew Brees goes out last year. We win with Taysom Hill. We win with Jameis Winston. And then we beat Tampa Bay with Trevor Siemian. Sean Payton will game plan around whatever cards that are he's dealt. So I think that if he's here, the concerns are still going to be there, but it won't be as bad. I will feel more confident. We've got a solid running game with Alvin Kamara and now Mark Ingram, who is going to break the rushing record this weekend. In Tennessee, he needs 19 yards. 19 yards. Perfect. My boy's going to get it up in Tennessee. Party on Broadway after the game around 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Party on Broadway because he's going to break the record. He's 19 yards. That's all he needs.
And look, he deserves it. And I'm glad he's doing it again as a Saint. Like, he's back here. And Mark Ingram showed it again this past weekend. Nobody can question the running game we have. Now, granted, off the two-point conversion, was running the ball at that point. Maybe you're
with bad play with calling Kamara, put us in that situation.
Your best thing. Maybe,
yeah,
maybe I would have given that to Alvin Kamara personally.
I wouldn't have done it at all. We could have, if we would have just kicked the extra point both times, we would have tied the game and went into overtime. I much would have rather seen that scenario than go for two-point conversions both times that didn't work, and then we lose by 2 points. And everybody's like, oh, a loss is a loss. No, a loss by 2 points is a lot worse than getting blown out. Believe me, especially when the game was in your hand. The defense did really give up a big play at the end.
You're talking about extra points, and I'm talking about the first half of football when the Saints could have put the Falcons away if you just catch the ball. The theme today is just catch
the ball.
And that's why you shouldn't have wide receivers. I say call them pass catchers, because that's what your job is.
It's really sad when you look at the stats after the game and Alvin Kamara is your leading rusher and your leading receiver. And 3 weeks ago, we talked about this before we signed Mark, that he was getting 49% of the snaps. Alvin Kamara is not going to last the season at this rate. He's just not. And if we lose Kamara, then that's it. We don't sign OBJ. I mean, that's it. We're done for the season. And I say put the nail in the coffin. If anything happens to him and we don't get a wide receiver between now and this Sunday, we sign somebody. Something happens. Or miraculously, these guys learn to catch. You're making too much money. And these aren't guys that we just signed off a street. Kenny Stills played here before. You know, Callaway, who was really surprising with the mistakes that he made on Sunday. But I mean, we've had the Tommy Lee Lewis, all these guys have been here. You know, Troutman, what are you doing, dude? You got like the lowest average of tight end catches in the league right now. It's like 58%. Like, what is, like, what, big dude, can't block, can't catch. What are you doing here?
You are hitting on something right now that a lot of people forget. These dudes, Troutman, Harris, even Callaway, they're journeymen in any other team. They are guys that nobody even knows who they are. They play a role and they catch a ball every now and then. That's it. If they were playing for the Bucs, you wouldn't even know who they are. That is who these guys really are. What they are when they're in New Orleans, they have the opportunity to shine because of the way we share the football. But let me tell you something. If we share the football with you and you can't catch the damn thing, your job is to take your skills and go somewhere else, like Kenny Stills has done before, and he might have to do again. Now, I'll give him credit. He came through at the end of the game. But prior to that, garbage.
Non-existent.
Great.
And the worst part about it, this whole thing, and yes, I know y'all are listening to us like, man, they're frustrated. You know why we're frustrated? Because we talked about this week one. We talked about this week four. We talked about this before the bye week. And here it is now, 8 games into the season, and we're still having the same discussion. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. And nothing has changed.
I mean,
there's just three losses in that. Three losses to three teams that we should have never lost to, and then turn around and say, okay, we can beat Seattle, we can beat Green Bay. I am tired of the 2021 bipolar Saints. This team is better than this. I don't want our defense to become what happened all these years with Drew Brees and putting the games on their back and expecting them to win games. At some point, the entire team has to be accountable for themselves. I said this the other day, Drew Brees, you know, there was many times that we were down and Drew Brees put this team on his back in fourth quarter comebacks and we won the game. It shouldn't be like at this point, especially with the defense we have now. Everybody needs to be accountable at their position. And that includes Sean Payton. Man, I love you, Sean, but you got to get better with this play calling because it doesn't make sense. Some of the decisions you're making, and we can't keep losing like this. This is a playoff caliber team. I know we are. We have the talent. It's just not consistent every single week. So get Odell in here, get him signed, get him in a jersey, get him on the field on Sunday. Make it happen. And guys, please catch the ball.
Catch the damn ball. That's all you got to do. You're not a wide receiver anymore. You're a pass catcher. I said the one thing that Sean Payton needed to do at halftime was go out and get some of that flex tape to put on people's hands. And that's Stick the em. Only time anybody figured out how to catch the damn ball. That is the most frustrating thing. And I'll
Jeff, we're gonna have to get you over there Monday on Alon Drive trying out for the team if it doesn't work out this week.
I'm ready to go. And realistically, I'm ready to go on defense. And I'll tell you why. Because that defense started to come alive in the second half. But before that, Matt Ryan could have eaten a steak dinner before he threw a pass on half of those possessions.
Made him look like a Pro Bowl MVP quarterback. Matt freaking Ryan, who the Falcons haven't done squat in the last couple of years. And you made him look like, a champ on Sunday. And that was the most embarrassing part about it.
Best the other day. If you are not out there playing with emotion, playing with that kill 'em instinct every single down, you will lose games like this. And that's exactly what happened. You, me, and the lamppost that's across the street from me know that the Saints are not a worse team than the Falcons. We are a better team than the Falcons. We were a better team than the Giants. Carolina, that's the one game that they really stomped us down. But right now, in my mind, this team should not be in the position it's in, even though prior to the season, we said, well, if we can do this. But you know what? Jameis Winston stepped up. That was the big question mark. And then we have Trevor Siemian, who has stepped up, put passes where they need to go. There is no excuse for what's happening right now, other than the fact that guys aren't either doing their job or they're not playing with the full heart. And if you don't want to do that, the bus to wherever else you want to play next is boarding now.
I will tell you this. Quan Alexander is tweeting Odell, Lance Moore, CeeDee Deuce. They're all doing everything they can. Saints fans are pleading with him to come home.
He's suiting up on Sunday, Tina. I don't know what else to tell you or the fans listening. And if he doesn't, then your front office screwed up.
It looks like he's going to take some time. Now, I don't know if that means an hour. I don't know what time is in Odell's world. Because, for Saints fans, 5 minutes is way too long right now. So
it's all about
he is
drama,
taking some
baby.
Time.
You got to keep him hanging. You got to keep him hanging.
We'll see what happens. But, of course, tune in to us online, on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Flourish truly. I'm Tina at The Nola Girl. When it happens, whatever happens, we will be there. We will get you the latest, greatest news. And thank y'all for joining us this week on Flourish Truly. And we will see you in Tennessee on Sunday.
OBJ, come on home, baby.